Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. On the phone with me, Ravi Chandran, Executive Vice President, Group Business Performance, Banyan Tree Holdings Limited, and Managing Director, Laguna Resorts and Hotels PLC. We're talking about safe travel today. Ravi, welcome to the show.
Welcome, Clarissa. Welcome. Thank you.
You are out in Phuket, right?
That's correct. Yeah, Phuket.
It is. It's a beautiful place to be locked down.
Yeah. I'm in lockdown here in the rain, but yeah, lovely Phuket.
All right. Now, first off, tell us, what is the Safe Destination Certification?
Okay. So something which the Tourism Authority of Thailand introduced, once travel resumes again, they introduce something called the Safety and Health Administration, which are stringent requirements of rigorous protocols in the hotels, which we have passed, and we achieved and got this certification. Essentially, they look into things like check-in, guest services, airport transfer, hygiene, the associates wearing masks, restaurant operations in terms of distancing of tables, and all these things. There's criteria, detailed criteria, and they've come and done that to all our seven hotels in Laguna Phuket, and they all passed. As did a few other hotels in Phuket. So that's good for Phuket as a destination, and also very good for us when travel resumes, that we will instill the confidence and assurance of guests coming to Phuket.
Right. Now, focusing on safety and trust, Laguna Phuket, which is a property of Banyan Tree, has reopened. You've launched your hashtag Stay Safe with Laguna Phuket to promote the destination as a safe sanctuary. Singaporeans can't travel there yet. Who can?
It's basically the domestic market, and it would be the Thais and the residents, so the expats who are working here and who have retired here. And with a population of 70 million, I think that's all we've got to market now. And we beginning to receive domestic guests in the last week or so, and got a big campaign going on. So, again, the Thais, as with other international guests, they look at safety. They look at what protocols we have in place. And I guess the way Laguna Phuket is located and situated, because of the space and the enormity of it, there's lots of things to do, and people feel safe.
Laguna Phuket, seven hotels, facilities and services, right? That's quite a large area. That's quite a lot. That's a big thing you are overseeing there.
Yep. It's a big thing, but very enjoyable. And looking forward to when these first travel bubbles start.
Laguna Phuket is the biggest and most inclusive destination resort that is fully certified in terms of safety and hygiene, that safe destination thing. Now, what kind of challenges did this present for the team to make this happen, to get the certification? Because, again, it is a huge undertaking when you've got so many properties.
Actually, we were already very advanced in terms of the infrastructure, in terms of hygiene and security and safety, because we have on-site, if you're familiar with Laguna Phuket, we have a satellite clinic hospital of Bangkok International Hospital. They're here with a doctor and two nurses. So in terms of medical facilities, it's very easy to access and give us one up on our comp set. And in terms of the infrastructure, we also have Laguna Services, which incorporates transport. We have a separate transport department. And we've had stringent safety and training for most of our staff. So this was, we were well positioned, not only by the design, and also with our space, and it would help with social distancing as well. So I would say we were lucky in many ways. So we were first off the blocks.
So what you're saying is, because of how spread out everything is, you already have built-in social distancing, which is what your guests, which are quite exclusive guests, will expect anyway. Yeah. So wasn't that hard for you to implement some of these things?
Not so hard, but some other things we had to do, some special courses for staff, frontline staff and back of house staff. And again, like all the hotels in Phuket, I think we were ready for it. But we had the advantage because we also have a big management academy here where we do a lot of training. Safety and security is very important to us.
All right. We're speaking with Ravi Chandran, Executive Vice President, Group Business Performance, Banyan Tree Holdings Limited, Managing Director, Laguna Resorts and Hotels, PLC. Now, I'm going to assume that despite, you know, the natural space that's already available, that the experience will change once we're able to travel. So what can a vacationer now expect? What is the same and what will be different?
I guess that what will be different will be when guest arrives, we will be maybe doing most of the check-ins in the room directly. We will also be having, we've been introducing things like fun packs for families and private well-being classes where we can introduce Zoom in their rooms and have a guided trainer live in the comfort of their villa where they could do the exercising and the And also we'll be doing more one-on-one activities with the guests. That will change. And even the dining experiences will be more suited to the guest, less buffet, a more a la carte and plated dining experiences.
It's interesting that you say that about less buffet, because I read recently read an article that because of the COVID-19 pandemic, it might be the death of those big scale buffet spreads.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So it will be table service. And that is something we're working on now to give a unique experience to our guests. And I guess with all the other activities we offer, recreational, yoga, spa, we're well known for our spas. We have the beach. We have Angsana Hotel is right on the beach. We have beachfront there where we're doing a lot of activities, events. So we offer a variety of things here in Laguna Phuket with our destination.
Okay, you talked about the family fun pack and now it will be digital private well-being classes. What was it before? Yeah. Was it someone coming to your villa and giving you these lessons?
Yeah, someone coming to your villa and also going to the spa and joining the lessons with other groups of people in a specific location. So I guess now I think we're all using Zoom now.
I know.
And it's pretty popular. And it's in fact, it, you know, you spend more time talking to people now, I think.
And hopefully they're all wearing pants.
Yes. I did see that video which went viral.
That was hilarious.
It was hilarious. Frankly, I don't do things like that. But it was hilarious. He forgot to switch the video off. Yeah.
Or maybe they didn't on purpose because it was so funny. Yes, that does happen.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right, we're speaking with Ravi Chandran, Executive Vice President, Group Business Performance, Banyan Tree Holdings Limited, and Managing Director, Laguna Resorts and Hotels PLC. Now, it sounds like Laguna Phuket is going to be an important part of the Banyan Tree Group's reopening strategy as a whole. So what are you going to be monitoring at Laguna Phuket?
Okay, so our hotels in China have opened and we're doing very well in the domestic market. Also, Vietnam, they've opened and we're doing extremely well in the Thailand in itself. What we're monitoring specifically is the international travel, and we're waiting for guidance, especially on these travel bubbles. And we're hearing Japan, China, and Korea could be the first off the block. Mm-hmm. So we're working with the tourism authorities and waiting to see what the on-the-books are. We have something called on-the-books booking patterns, and we're watching that. That's what we're really doing. We're monitoring, and whilst servicing the domestic guests, we're monitoring the international outbound into Thailand, and we have, in each of those countries, we have officers there, salespeople already working on leads and getting the guests on their booking systems and just waiting, actually.
There are a lot of us who are just waiting for the go-ahead to be able to travel again. I guarantee you, all of us, in fact, look at beautiful destinations on our computers, just like, when? Just tell us when.
Yeah. But I also think people will still be a bit nervous, and that's why they need the confidence and assurance. Wherever they're going, they have the proper protocols in place. So that's why I think this SHA certification was a good step in achieving that.
I think you're right. I think that as everyone is looking for destinations, they also want to see what the infection numbers are in that area.
Correct.
What kind of safety protocols.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yep. So you've started receiving domestic guests. What has the feedback been on the changes that had to be implemented for COVID-19?
They all understand, and they're very happy because they're very, very understandable, and they insist, you know, they're happy that there's social distancing and then there's not buffet breakfast, and everything is sanitized and the check-in is done privately, and the spa therapist is wearing a mask. So I think everyone is aware, and there's been no pushback, and I think people are very accommodating.
All right. So going forward, once the travel bubbles are established, some of us can be international travelers into Laguna Phuket. What will this new normal look like in the hospitality sector?
I guess the main thing, especially for us, is more of a flexible workforce. We're very seasonal, so we introduced something called Flexi, Job Flexi. And we're in the process of creating an app called LagunaJobs.com, whereby we will recruit for periods of time when we're busy, and more people will have a chance to work during those times. Because now, with not only with COVID-19, but just generally where the world is going economically wise, we need to be more flexible. So therefore, have a workforce and staffing levels to address seasonal changes in occupancy. I think that's a huge thing, not only for us, but also other countries and other hotel chains. Other new norms is, I think the quest for safety, which I've been talking about, privacy.
Mm-hmm.
I think leisure travellers will gravitate less towards crowded cities and more towards wide open spaces, resorts and beaches with distancing measures. I think we're well poised to offer this. I think those are the biggest changes.
It's interesting you brought staffing up, because one of the things that I was wondering about with this whole new safety protocol, social distancing, although the sector as a whole, regardless of what country we're talking about, has been quite severely hit, but does that mean in the long run you'll need more staff or less?
Not really. Less. And less on a permanent basis.
Right.
But I guess depending on the season, we'll need more during specific periods, like, for example, Christmas, Chinese New Year. We'd need more, but maybe only for 2 or 3 months. And then we move into low seasons where you need lesser staff. So I guess it's a balancing act. But what this has taught us that we need to be more nimble and flexible, because that will be a very important part of our business moving forward.
We've been speaking with Ravi Chandran, Executive Vice President, Group Business Performance Banyatri Holdings Limited, and Managing Director of Laguna Resorts and Hotels PLC. Ravi, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure, Clarissa.
My pleasure. I'm Clarissa Montero for The Soul of Business. This is Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.